This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that Ukraine and Russia need to find ways to resolve the ongoing conflict between the two nations. He assured that India is ready to play an active role in every effort required to bring peace. During his meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Mr. Modi said that India has actively planned peace efforts and that our approach has been people-centric. He said that India supports sovereignty and territorial integrity. Talking about his recent visit to Russia, the Prime Minister said he had clearly stated that the solution to any problem is never found on the battlefield, but the solution comes only through talks, dialogue and diplomacy. The Prime Minister expressed gratitude to the Ukrainian President for helping evacuate Indian nationals and students during the initial phase of the war. He assured that India is ready to provide any humanitarian assistance. A delegation-level meeting was held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kiev, Ukraine today. The two leaders discussed the entire gamut of bilateral ties and exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. During the meeting, four MOUs were signed and exchanged in the presence of both leaders. The MOUs were signed to bolster bilateral ties in various fields, including community development projects in Ukraine, drug control standards, cultural exchange and agriculture. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Kiev from Poland by special train. Members of the Indian diaspora accorded a warm welcome to the Prime Minister upon his arrival in Kiev. Prime Minister Modi visited the Multimedia Martyrologist Exposition on Children at the National Museum of History of Ukraine in Kiev, accompanied by President Zelensky. Prime Minister Modi expressed his sorrow at the tragic loss of young lives and, as a mark of respect, placed a toy in their memory. Mr. Modi also paid homage to Mahatma Gandhi at a statue in Kiev, underscoring the timeless relevance of Mahatma Gandhi's message of peace in building a harmonious society. Prime Minister Modi also interacted with Ukrainian students who are learning Hindi at the School of Oriental Studies in Kiev. This is the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Ukraine since diplomatic relations between the two countries began in 1992. Prime Minister has said that his visit to Ukraine was historic. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he came to this great nation with the aim of deepening India-Ukraine friendship. Mr. Modi added that he had productive talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The Prime Minister said that India firmly believes that peace must always prevail. The Prime Minister thanked the government and the people of Ukraine for their hospitality. The country is celebrating its first ever National Space Day today. On this day last year, Chandrayaan-3 mission accomplished a safe and soft landing of the Vikram lander on the lunar surface. With the achievement, India has joined the elite group of spacefaring nations, becoming only the fourth nation to land on the surface and the first nation to land near the South Pole of the Moon. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister greeted fellow citizens on the occasion. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, today obtained the required sanction to prosecute Delhi CM Arvind Kejriwal in the excise policy case. The CBI has also filed a supplementary charge sheet against Kejriwal, which will be considered by the Rouse Avenue Court on August 27. Sanjay Rai, the only arrested person in the Arjikar hospital rape and murder case, was sent to 14 days judicial custody today by the Sialda court in Kolkata. He was produced today at the court. Earlier, Sanjay was given 14 days police custody after the arrest by the Kolkata police. Later, he was handed over to the CBI. In Nepal, 27 people were killed after a bus carrying passengers from India fell into Marsaundi River near Tanahun district along the Prithvi Highway this afternoon. Our Kathmandu correspondent reports that Anna Kherani Hospital Chief Dr. D.B. Shetri has confirmed the death of 24 passengers and 3 bus staff. The bus was heading towards Kathmandu from Pokhara. Deputy Superintendent of Police in Tanahun, Deepak Kumar Raya, said around 40 Indian nationals were travelling in the bus. In football, India have entered the semi-final of the SAFF Under-20 Championship, beating Maldives 1-0 in a group match in Kathmandu, Nepal today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.